Hey guys, that is my little intro. We're coming back after a hot minute of not recording podcasts, but welcome back to the podcast. It's Christy Dole. I am your host of When Hustle Meets Flow. I have been away from doing any podcasts because, again, I gave myself permission to show up here when there is a message and not to just speak because I have a podcast. I have an open throat in human design, and one of the conditionings that those with open throats really need to be mindful of is speaking just because they're supposed to or they think they're supposed to. So I wanted to come in here today though and talk a little bit about starting over, because that's kind of the season that I've been in over the last several months. So welcome back to the podcast, you guys. I hope you're having a wonderful new year. It is April 4th, and we are officially into spring. All planets are moving forward right now. We are like officially in the part of the year that actually is the beginning, the new year. We're in the springtime. Spring is all about newness. It's about growth. It's about planting seeds. It's about creating space so that in the summer, and again, I'm not talking just about seasons. I'm talking about the cycles within cycles in our life, but creating that space so that the summertime we can really do the work, the fall we can harvest, and then winter we can go back to resting again. So those are like the cycles within the cycles that we live in. And here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are quite literally in the season of spring. I'm looking out my window and I see all the buds growing on the trees. I can hear the birds chirping. So welcome. So yeah, I want to talk about starting over. On my Instagram page, if you guys are not following me, I'm at When Hustle Meets Flow. I have been theming each and every month throughout the year. And the first month, which was January, was all about conditioning. It was all around our conditioning. And I started the new year talking about that because all of us have been conditioned to think that January 1st is the new year. And when you look at the seasons, when you look at nature, and nature is our greatest teacher, you know, if you have turned away from nature, my invitation is to turn back towards it, because you are nature. You're an animal. You are, every part of how you work is governed by nature. So if you look at nature, January 1st is not the beginning of the year. It's the dead of winter. So in January, we talked a lot about conditioning. In February, we talked about mental and emotional health, what the difference is, how they are really intimately linked together, how to work on your mental health, how to work on your emotional health, things like that. And then April, my theme is about change. And it's about how to respond to change, how to deal with change. Why do you maybe have a hard time with change? Strategies for coping with change, especially when it's change that we don't want. And one of the things that I've learned is that change is just inevitable. It just is. And even if we think people aren't in the midst of change, they are, because there's cycles within cycles. When I think of change, I always think of this friend that I have she's my age, and she has had the same job for 20 plus years. And part of me is kind of like in awe of that. And there's another part of me that's like, how are you doing that? Like, how do you just do the same thing every day? And there's another part of me that knows that there are changes within changes and cycles within cycles. And even if she's had the same job for 20 years, I'm sure there has been change that she's had to go through. So we all kind of, and then there's someone like me who, you know, graduated college, was working in corporate America, became a yoga teacher, started doing network marketing, became a coach. And now I'm in this new season of change again. And I used to really judge myself badly for the amount of change that I've had in my career. And then I really learned so much about myself by way of human design and how I'm actually not here to have the same job for 20 years or to be one thing for the rest of my life. I'm actually here to really try on different careers and identities. I have an open G center in human design, and those with an open G center, like we are, like the life is our smorgasbord. Like we're here to kind of try and test everything. And over the last few months, I've also discovered about myself that, and actually, let me just kind of share this with you. I am a part of a group called the Collective Femme. It's one of the safest, best places on the internet for me right now. It's a group of women that I actually did a retreat with last May in Texas, where I did some plant medicine. And we've just kept the group going. And the facilitators come in, you know, once or a few times a month, actually, and teach and give us readings. And it's just amazing. A couple of months ago, I was standing, as I have many times in my life before, I was standing at a crossroads and I was trying to decide what my next step was. You see, over the last few years, I've really dived deep into my coaching practice and working with men and women and really teaching them the tools is, I know, a huge part of why I'm here, and I absolutely love it. And a few months ago, something came across my path that really excited me. It was a new business opportunity in the network marketing space. I had really been away from that space for nearly 4 years. I kind of dabbled in one company for a little bit, but didn't spend too much time there. Just, you know, things weren't aligned. But I really have been away from the network marketing space for about 4 years as I've been pursuing coaching. And so a couple months ago, I really was standing at this crossroads, like, okay, do I try this new thing that really excites me and I feel super passionate about? Do I, you know, stay with coaching? And can I do both? Do I have the energy for both? Like, I was really at that place. And we had a meeting with this group, and two of the facilitators are actually, they read the Akashic Records. And if you've never heard of the Akashic Records, it's a place, I guess. How do I explain it? It's not an actual physical place. It's a state of consciousness, or it's a dimension where every record of every soul, every agreement, every business, every idea, like it's a record where every single human soul's life is recorded there. And so you can learn how to access these records and ask questions, and there's lots of healing that can be done. It's amazing. Anyway, they were opening up the Akashic Records for those of us on the call. And my question was, you know, what do I do? Do I, you know, I had a fear that if I started this new business, then my coaching business would take a backseat. And that scared me because I don't want my coaching business to take a backseat. I want to continue to work and serve people. And I wanted to do this new business because it really excited me. So the facilitator guided me into my own wisdom, and it was just the most beautiful thing. She guided me into my heart. And honestly, I think it really takes practice of knowing when you're in your head and when you're in your heart to do what she did with me. And like, luckily over the last several years, I've really developed a practice of dropping into my heart, and I'm very clairsentient. So I feel everything. Like I physically can feel myself drop into my heart. I know when I'm in my head because I can literally feel, heaviness and pressure in my head versus when I'm in my heart, I really feel a different sensation that's, you know, right there in my heart space. So she guided me deep, deep, deep down into my heart. And this was what the Akashic Records was actually guiding her to do, is they were guiding her to give me this activation. And so once I was there, she had me visualize that there was many paths in front of me, that I was like standing in my heart and there was many paths in front of me. And so I had this visual and I saw, I don't know, maybe it was like 6 or 7 different paths, but they actually were like streams. They were like rivers. In my vision, I saw rivers. And so she's like, okay. And the coolest part was that she could see what I was seeing too. It was very magical. But she told me, she said, okay, I want you to pick a path. Now, when she said that, immediately my head was like, oh my God, which one? Like, which is the right one? And she reminded me, stay in your heart, stay in your heart, stay in your heart. So there was one path that in my visual was kind of lit up a little bit by sunlight. And so I just trusted that that was the one. It was kind of like off to my right a little bit. So she said, go and stand in the river. And she said, I want you to notice that you're walking. And she said, what are you walking towards? And as soon as she said that, I was walking and I look up and there are boats, like canoes almost, with or kayaks with people in the boats. And all the people in the boats were actually in front of me and their backs were to me. So it was almost like I was behind them, kind of like herding them forward. Like I was behind all of these people and it was my energy that was moving the water. It was my energy that was moving all of these people in a direction. And the woman saw this. She literally saw the exact thing that I saw, which I just thought was so magical. And she just, you know, I described it to her. She described it to me. And basically what she told me was, she's like, this is your answer. It doesn't matter what path you choose, wherever your energy is, wherever your excitement is, Christy, you're going to move people in that direction. My energy is here to guide and move people in a direction. So she was like, you could do it. You could not do it. It doesn't matter. Wherever your energy is where you're going to move people. And that activation has really changed a lot for me in the last few months, because I trust that it's not about what I'm doing or where I'm going. It's about me and my excitement and my passion, my belief and the mission. So I want to talk to you guys today about starting over in something new. And I want to give you some like tips and tools that I'm using as I navigate this. And so we're all on the same page. This new business that I started just a few months ago is in the cannabis space. I am a big plant medicine cannabis proponent. I have been using cannabis since I was a teenager. I'm not really a big drinker at all, actually. I mean, of course, I like a glass of wine at dinner and I can go out and have a few cocktails and have fun with my friends. But, you know, drinking every night or, you know, like, it's just not my thing. It's just never been. And I'm so thankful for that, because I know so many people that, you know, they have to like actively work to not drink. And I'm just glad I don't have that experience. So cannabis has really been my ally in focus, creativity, when it comes to my meditations, really dropping in. I'm going to be really honest here. When it comes to parenting, cannabis has been an ally for me. And I used to have some shame around that. And I've really let that go, because the only reason why I have any shame attached to it is because I grew up thinking that marijuana was a drug, when that's just not the case. It's a plant. You know, I know a lot of people that drink chamomile tea at night to relax before they go to sleep. I know a ton of people who use, lavender to calm themselves and their children. I know people that use peppermint. Like, it's a plant. And this conditioning that we have around cannabis is very old, outdated, patriarchal, based in white supremacy and racism. And I'm just not going to participate in it anymore. So this new business that came across my desk just a few months ago was the first I had heard of. And now that I've been here, it's the first of its kind. It's a category creator in the network marketing space. It's a company that has leveraged a bill that was passed in 2018 that allows for hemp to have certain amounts of THC in it. This company has leverage that law. They grow hemp. They follow the law. They take the THC and they're putting it in concentrated amounts in products like edibles and things that I use. The products work great. They hit, if you know what I mean. And it's just been an unfolding since I began. So I just wanted to share what we're talking about here. But when I started this business a few months ago, I realized that I was starting over. I realized that I had really been out of the network marketing space for 4 years. And it was, you know, it was like I just had this visual of this mountain that I'm now going to climb. So what's interesting is I had told myself prior to this that the only kind of company that would bring me back into the industry would be cannabis. So I already had this belief that it, when this kind of company came around, I would do it and I would crush it. So I definitely had that on my side. So if you're somebody who's starting over, the thing that you're starting over with, get really clear about where you are mentally with your ability to do it, right? Because yeah, if I had started this business thinking that I was going to suck at it, I probably wouldn't have the success that I've already been having. But the truth is, for years, I would tell friends and my husband and really anybody, like, oh yeah, network marketing is an amazing industry, but like I'm only coming back to it when they're selling cannabis. So I knew I had that going for me. Now, the second piece about starting over is just realizing that it's going to take time. Patience is involved. And really awareness around my strengths and weaknesses. I think a lot of times people start over, whether it's a business or working out, getting healthy again, maybe cleaning or having a better relationship with your kids, like whatever the case. I think people do that and then they expect for it to be all great and better quickly. And that is possible, of course. But things take time. I also really held the belief that this would happen for me. And guys, in the last, okay, I officially started, I think it was like December. I wanted to try the product first. So, and also it was like the end of the year and I was just kind of processing my own stuff. So I didn't really start talking about this until mid-January. And it is April. So let's say mid-January, mid-February, mid-March. Okay, we're almost 3 months into me actively sharing this. And I already have almost 1,000 people in my downline. That doesn't happen haphazardly. That happens because I was intentional. I believed and I supported the people that came into my business that really created that growth. So as you know, in network marketing, it just takes one or two people to come in and completely blow it up. I kept myself open. I kept myself in the receiving mode. And I had a few people join my team that have brought in people that have completely blown it out of the water. And that's the magic of keeping yourself open to possibilities. So when you're starting over in anything, I would, and listen, I'm struggling this with myself. I really am, but I teeter back and forth between this and that. But keeping yourself open to possibilities, meaning don't focus on the how. I've been working with a hypnotherapist, like a coach that does hypnosis. And one of the things that her and I are working on is letting go of the how. Knowing what I want and why I want it is my job. What I want is like, you know, financial freedom, time freedom. On a larger scale, I really desire for the stigma of THC and cannabis to go away. And to be honest, even bigger vision I have is I would really love for people to stop drinking as much alcohol because it's just poison. It's not good for you. And I just think it's sending a bad message to our youth, but I digress. So my what is to make a lot of money and to really bring a healthier option forward for moms to not feel shame about. The why, I have a very deep why. It's really around financials and doing things within financial integrity. So I already have those two things down. The how am I going to have financial freedom? How am I going to grow my team? How all that is not my job. It's letting that go. And listen, I get fixated on the how. I really do. I'm like, oh God, how am I going to bring in the next person? 100%. And when I find myself in that thought pattern, I immediately take myself out. In fact, and you guys can borrow this if you want, my new shit, if you will, is to be like water. And when you're starting something new, being flexible, being in flow is going to really serve you well. So being like water is kind of my mantra, has been let it go, let it flow, let it come, right? So the moment that I get fixated on the how, or if I'm thinking about things that just aren't serving me, I immediately interrupt that thought pattern with be like water. And what would water do? Water would let that thought go, and it would allow things to flow, and it would allow blessings to come to me. You know, if you think about water, just if you ever go on a hike or anything like that, and you find just a sitting pond of water, like a sitting, you know, water that just hasn't been absorbed or evaporated or moved, it's always like yucky, and there's bugs, and it's, you know, got bacteria and growth. And that's what happens to us when we don't let things move and we don't let things go, is we just kind of fester. And so when we're starting something new, really that ability to let things flow, let things go, and let things come is going to help you to create what it is that you're wanting to create. So I'm going to leave you guys with this. When you're starting something new, number one, really focus on the belief that you have about that thing. And if you don't really have a lot of belief, you really want to work on that. You've got to do a lot of mindset work. Find out if there's any like emotions that are stuck that are keeping you from believing in yourself and your ability to do the thing that you want to do. The second thing is to have patience and know that it's going to take time and be open to the possibility that things could happen quickly, right? But also kind of just prepare your heart to be in it for the long haul, because all good things take time. That is true. All good things take time. And like I said, it can happen very quickly. And this is actually what happened here at this business, is within like 3 weeks, my team went from like 30 people to like 300. And it was like, boom, like, whoa. And there were, how do I explain this? You know, we all have something called an upper limit barrier, and it's this energetic bubble that we have around us that really allows us to grow or keeps us in the same place. Knowing where your belief lies, like for me, when my team just started duplicating quickly and things started moving quickly, I really did some deep inner work to allow for that to continue to grow and expand. Because if you freak out when things actually do happen quickly, the freaking out and the not believing in yourself and your ability to hold the growth can absolutely stunt your growth. So know that things take time. Have patience with yourself, your dreams, other people, and when things do start to grow, check in with your belief around your ability to hold it. Okay. And then the last thing is forget about the how. Like, know your what, know what you want, know why you want it, and then do your best to create thought pattern interrupts when you start to get fixated on the how, because it's the ego. The ego wants to know how things are going to happen. The ego, and there's like nothing wrong with that. It's just that if you get fixated on it, you're essentially blocking the possibilities out, because you're like, oh, it's going to happen this way or this way or this way. And what that does is it just blocks everything out. So really be open to the possibility of everything. Just be open to possibilities. Okay, guys, I'm so glad to have popped in here and shared what I've been up to and the lessons that I'm learning. I hope that anybody that's listening has gathered some advice that will help you in your journey. As always, come follow me on Instagram. I'm at When Hustle Meets Flow. Take a picture of yourself listening to the podcast or the podcast itself. Share it on your social and tag me. Let me know what you learned. And if you have a couple minutes, would love for you to hit the subscribe button, leave a review, or not. Just know that I'm so thankful that you're here. All right. I'll see you next week.